something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, there's something about beer sitting on ice, and something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy a mess. There's something about a girl in a red sundress, and there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. On that drop tailgate back behind the corn, the most natural thing you ever felt before. Something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. after a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. and there's something about a truck.
An overnight low in the upper 30s, sunny, breezy, and warmer Friday, a high of 70. Clear and cool Friday night, a low of 40. Saturday, 72 with mostly sunny conditions. Sunday, 75. And Monday, 75 with a high of 70 on Tuesday.
Buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else place in the world where my whole world is sitting right here. There's always gonna be a higher high you can chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Traveled all around this country. In my time I thought I'd seen it all, but today I took a detour down a back road through a little town whose name I can't recall. There were old men on benches playing checkers, children playing hopscotch on the square, and high above a statue of an unknown soldier, Old Glory was waving in the air. Suddenly I realized what I'd too long forgotten. A chill rose up like mountains on my skin, overcome with the feeling I knew I was seeing America all over. Americana, pictures of a people proud and free. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me. I knew to stop would throw me off my schedule, but I parked around behind the five and dime. There's something about a small town in the summer, like a Norman Rockwell picture back in time. Kids recording at the Ricks, also the fountain, like we did before they built the shopping mall. I saw so many reasons why I love this country. You know, some things never really change at all. As I left the two-lane road and pulled back on that superhighway, I thought of what I'd seen back in that town, and it hit me like a freight train that a stone's throw from the fast lane. America is still safe and sound. Americana, pictures of a people proud and free. Americana, I'll keep holding to the dream.
still what living means to me.
Americana.
Pictures of a people proud and free.
This old one-horse town, like something we ain't ever seen. And old Bill hired her at the Sundown Grill. She tied that apron around her jeans. I started hanging out there every night, just to hear her talk and laugh. Help but fall in love with her. I should have known it wouldn't last. She always talked about Mexico. I never thought that she would really go. Thought my love could make her settle down. I guess I know better now. She's probably back this way again. Old Bill could tell that I was missing her as he poured me a drink. Said if you put a wild bird in a cage, you'll break its will the same. If that's true, then she's better off still out there wild and free. So I bought straight tequila all around. Said, boys, here's to her memory. She always talked about Mexico.
for you is that this life becomes part
hope you never look back, but you never forget all the ones who love you and the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take, but more than anything. Yeah, more than anything. My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want it to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah,
spending time with us on Country and Community.
You guys are good.
WRCO FM 100.9.
Anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. I met my first cheating woman when I was 17. Since then it's been mean old Hank. I understand the songs he sang. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. Western swing, but I can't forget the way Hank done it
and those old songs he used to sing. Conway and Loretta sell the message loud and clear. They make me want to hit the dance floor, pop the top on another beer. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign, anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind, anywhere there's music and warm red wine, that's where.
All are invited for lunch on Saturday with Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. The Republican Party of Richland County is hosting lunch with Brad Schimmel at their offices in the former Jefferson Elementary School at the corner of Main and 3rd Street this Saturday. A lunch of brats and burgers will be served from 11 until 1, with Brad being available from 10 until noon to discuss his candidacy and answer any questions you may have concerning his position on topics of interest to Richland County residents. The former Wisconsin State Attorney General and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge is keen on learning what is on the minds of Richland County voters, so please take advantage of this early opportunity to meet and get to know Brad in person.
Even after all this time, the slip. was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan. The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father and a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan, with the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face.
Might be more than I can handle. She's a wild child running down on Friday night. Got me wrapped around her finger and I'm holding on tight. She's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be on, but I let her. Might be a spring fling heartache headed my way. Yeah, I may be crazy, but all I can say is she's so hot, hey, what's not to love? Heaven's little devil's got me all messed up. She's a little heartbreaker and I'm her fool. She's so hot, it's hard to be. Little heartbreaker and I'm hurt.
Somebody lowered the boom on you, and now you need a sympathetic ear. So baby, tell me about it. Tell me about teardrops in the dark. Tell me about it. Tell me all about your broken heart. You say you need someone to hold. Can't stand another lonely night. Well, come closer and tell me about it.
Love isn't always true. It hurts sometimes. Your tears will tell on you, girl. I'm not blind. I know what you're going through. I graduated.
Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not. Yeah. tried to outrun the rain. Another shot of truck stop coffee goes running through his veins. This country turns on 18 wheels. Thank God they can't depend on brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. Sailing for the setting sun, freedom's your best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. Carolina west to Denver, Baton Rouge east to Pittsburgh, Portland south to San Diego. Stay along, Tallahassee, go Boston, up the bay, go west to Austin, coast to coast, sea to sea. Stay along, stay along, you brothers of the highway, children of the wind, and Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. Sailing for the setting sun, freedom's your best.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
All are invited for lunch on Saturday with Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. The Republican Party of Richland County is hosting lunch with Brad Schimmel at their offices in the former Jefferson Elementary School at the corner of Main and 3rd Street this Saturday. A lunch of brats and burgers will be served from 11 until 1, with Brad being available from 10 until noon to discuss his candidacy and answer any questions you may have concerning his position on topics of interest to Richland County residents. The former Wisconsin State Attorney General and Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge is keen on learning what is on the minds of Richland County voters, so please take advantage of this early opportunity to meet and get to know Brad in person.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hi, my name is Pat McGee. I was on the Ithaca School Board for 12 years, and this referendum is really important for the school district. Back when Tommy Thompson was governor, the state promised that they would pay two-thirds for public education. That never occurred. And in the more recent years, we've had a lot of issues with the state cutting our funding even more. And with the advent of vouchers for private schools and charter schools, that share of the pot is even smaller. At Ithaca, there are huge advantages for the students. One, all the extracurriculars are free, and you can participate in them. We don't cut people from extracurriculars. The other thing is you'll get a really good, solid, basic education that will prepare you for moving on, whether you go to college, whether you go to trade school, or whether you just go into the workforce, you'll be in a good shape to be successful. What I would like to ask everyone, if you want to keep your community together, if you want to keep a community school that serves the local students, vote yes on this referendum. It's really important.
WRCO 100.9.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida and spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She said, "Son, are you coming by?" And I said, "Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two." And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered, today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in a flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, "What's wrong, son?" He said, "Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year."
Roses for Mama.
He said, "I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses, cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them with just a dime." Well, the little fella's story kinda touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden the door flew open and he come running back in. He said, "Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses." He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and said, "This is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses." Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, "Lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee?" She said, "No, not yet." I said, "Well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me."
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Come looking. I
got time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky. Maybe north, maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, for real, son. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say I would and I can't say I wouldn't. If I don't come back, don't come a-looking.
Can't communicate.
Cause oh my God, he walked in like a 6'2" dream.
still breathing.
I am Eleanor Jelinek, a student at St. Mary's School, St. Mary's Elementary School, and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-thru fish fry on Friday, October 18th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Hope to see you there.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We have a little bit of a breeze from the southwest at 2 miles per hour. This morning, a bit warmer than the previous two. It is 41 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What now that Israel